Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores now. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. It was not a good weekend for Vanderbilt baseball against Alabama, however.
No, to say the least, it wasn't. To come off of the high of the trip to Arkansas and then get a couple of midweek wins and then come in and face an Alabama team that's among the nation's leaders in home runs, and they showed why. They hit eight during the three-game series, and that really was the difference. Vanderbilt pitching, for the most part, was pretty good. You know, for the week, 65 strikeouts and 45 innings, and held Alabama to a .283 batting average, which is well below their season average. But those home runs were the difference. And then the other side of the coin is Vanderbilt scores four runs, three runs, and six runs in the three games. And when you're playing potent offensive teams, you just got to do better than that. So. You know, if the SEC tournament began today, Vanderbilt wouldn't be there. The good news is there's still plenty of room to go. But the Commodores certainly kind of gave back, I guess, what they had picked up last week at Arkansas.
Yeah, Joe, this had to be a real gut shot. It really started Friday. Mike Minor looked like he had pitched them in position to win the game, and they just couldn't finish it.
Yeah, he had pitched extremely well, had 11 strikeouts, and but trailing 2-1, and then Vanderbilt got three runs and took the lead 4-2, and Mike went back out for one more inning, and unfortunately probably threw the one bad pitch he threw all night and got a ball up, and a two-run homer tied the game. And really from that point on, Alabama sort of took command of the game and the series. Sonny Gray came in that particular instance and actually got out of a jam in that inning, keep it at 4-4, but then he got rocked pretty good the next inning for six runs, and that was all over. And from then on, Vanderbilt was playing catch-up the whole rest of the weekend.
And, Joe, adding insult to injury is Alabama coach Jim Wells, out of sheer desperation, calling on third baseman Jake Smith to pitch, and he responds.
Well, it was his fifth outing. It wasn't the first time he'd ever been on the mound, but he sure looked like he was very comfortable there. He came in and threw strikes and threw, you know, multiple innings in the process and got him the win. So, yeah, it was a very frustrating week. I think even goes back to, you know, playing a doubleheader on Saturday to make sure you get that third game in is so much out of the way you normally do things. You get out of your rhythm and your routine, and it's so much about momentum. If you find a way to win that first game on Saturday, boy, it just carries over into that second game. Conversely, if you lose, you kind of got a down feeling before you ever get started with that last one, and that's where Vanderbilt was.
Joe, explain best you can how they go about making a decision to play a doubleheader on Saturday when it looks like the weather, you know, might be bad on Sunday.
Well, from what I understand, the Southeastern Conference first mandates that the Weather Service says there's at least a 70% chance for significant rain. And we knew on Friday that appeared to be the case. And I know Jim Wells and Tim Corbin talked before the game on Friday about the possibility of declaring a doubleheader for Saturday. They called the league office before the game on Friday, and the league office said, well, we don't want to make any decision until Saturday morning, which makes it somewhat difficult on fans because you don't get very much time to get the word out if you decide to play a doubleheader. Well, the next morning they got up and they consulted the Weather Service again. The percentage went to 90% for Sunday, so that kind of made it a no-brainer. Finally, at 10 o'clock in the morning, the conference office said okay. And the rule is specifically put in place for that reason. I mean, if you know beyond any reasonable doubt that you're going to have real weather issues, you should have the option to try to play to get the game in, because there's really no policy to make up rained-out games in the SEC. You know, it worked this week. For example, last week at Arkansas, we were kind of in the same boat, but there was no push to play that third game, or to play that doubleheader on Saturday.
And you ended up losing a game in that instance.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, both coaches have to agree they want to do it. If one coach doesn't want to play a doubleheader and says, no, I want to risk the rain, then that ends it. Both coaches have to be in agreement.
And you have a call-in show tonight with Coach Corbin?
Be there at 7 o'clock.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot.
Thanks.